Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning, and you did such a great job waving your palm branches and coming down. And you know, in a way, you just participated in a parade. Now, have any of you ever seen a parade in person or on TV? Have you ever watched like the Thanksgiving Day parade or been to the Youth Day parade or something like that? Yeah? Okay, so in a parade, sometimes people give out things, sometimes people ride on floats, but in every parade, people are excited to be there. Now, we waved our palm branches to remember a parade that Jesus was part of. Now, the Gospels tell us that when Jesus was getting ready to enter Jerusalem, he told his disciples to go to the next village and to find a colt. Now that is a young donkey. He told them to go find this colt. It would be tied up right near the entrance to the village. And if anybody asked them why they needed it, to say that the Lord needs it and that he would bring it back. And so they went to this village, and sure enough, there was a colt there. And so they went to take the colt, and somebody asked them, "Why are you taking this colt?" And they said, "Because the Lord needs it." And so then they took the colt to Jesus, and they put their cloaks on top of this colt. That's hard to say. And their cloaks, that's like a coat. It's their outer garment. And they put it on top of the colt so that Jesus could ride it. And the people were so excited that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem that they had all spread their cloaks and they had put palm branches, kind of like these, on the ground. And some of them were waving them. And as Jesus came into Jerusalem, they said, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They were so excited that Jesus was coming there. And Jesus knew that in just a few days, those same people weren't going to be very excited about him anymore. Jesus knew that in just a few days, he was going to be arrested and he was going to be crucified. But he also knew that that wasn't going to be the end of the story. And so even though Jesus knew what was waiting for him in Jerusalem, even though he knew that he was going to suffer, he still went to Jerusalem because he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. And we can imagine that even though he was worried about what was going to happen, that he was still excited to see all of those people, and that parade still made him happy. And so today, we celebrate Jesus going into Jerusalem. And in just a few days, we will remember Jesus' death on the cross. But then next Sunday morning, we will celebrate because Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead, defeating death once and for all. And so today we celebrate and we remember Palm Sunday. So let's pray and thank God for Jesus, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus to earth to show us how to live and to show us how very much you love us. Thank you that he went to Jerusalem even though he knew what was going to happen. We love you so much, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.